Off the road here in Illinois, with me in this interview is Jim Robbins, who is a district director for the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. And Jim, first of all, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and how and why you're involved with the marketing board?
I'm involved with the marketing board because I feel it helps what we do. I am in a family farm partnership. We farm about 3,000 acres of corn and soybeans with a brother and my dad. And so this is just an extension, and we need to have people out there doing the work, doing the research and the groundwork to get the new markets that we need for our crop.
Well, we've got a group traveling across country here, and of course, EPIC, the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, is the fuel sponsor for the convoy. How do you feel about, number one, the transportation system, especially the interstate highway system, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary, and you know the need to draw attention to it?
Well, I mean, as I'm going to talk a little later, the highway system to agriculture is very important, and it's important to move our crops that we harvest, and it's going to very important to move the new products that we're going to make with the ethanol plants, whether it's the DDGs, whether it's the ethanol itself. So it's a very important system to agriculture all over the United States.
And, of course, the cars that drive on these highways have to be fueled by something. And with all the concerns we have today about our, as the president put it, addiction to foreign oil, ethanol is certainly offering an alternative.
It definitely is. I mean, right now I think we have maybe 3-4% of the market, which is minute, and we could do a lot more than that, a lot better than that. And there's concerns that people's food for fuel. Well, that isn't a problem. Because agriculture farmers, right now we have a 2.2 billion bushel carryover of corn. So in the future, that's not a point that should even be brought up, because we're always going to have crop for both things.
Well, not a lot of people understand that when you make ethanol, you actually are making a couple of products, because you have a product we call dried distiller's grain that can be used as a very high protein feed for animals. And, of course, isn't that contributing to the food supply right there?
That's right. I mean, it is definitely a big plus for dairy farmers, and now they're trying it on chickens and hogs. They're working with it now in research and trying to use it on them animals, and it's a very good product. I mean, it's high in protein, and now we're also exporting some of the DDGs, which we will probably do more of.
Well, I know right now they're with the fact that we've had to do the replacement for MTBE, and ethanol is obviously the choice that we have, supplies a little bit of an issue, but that is, you believe that's probably pretty short term?
I definitely do, because right now we have, I think in the United States, it's 97 ethanol plants, and we got many more that are being built, and there's many more that are planned, and I'm involved in a couple of them. So that's going to be a moot point in probably 5 years, probably shorter the term than that, because there's so much money being invested in ethanol right now and new construction that the supply will be there.
So what are the main reasons that the consuming public needs to look at ethanol as something that's good?
Well, I mean, one of the big things is good for the environment. I mean, it's lower in emissions, and it's also we're less dependent on foreign oil. I mean, I think that's number one. We need to find a source, and this is a renewable source that regrow every year, that I'm going to plant that seed out there every spring, and I can make ethanol with that.
What else would you want people to know about the Illinois Corn Marketing Board and the work that you are doing, your organization?
Well, what we do, we take a quarter-cent checkoff from every bushel of corn that's raised in Illinois. And with that, we're looking at new uses. We have a research committee that we're looking at uses. We have, and we're doing a lot of work with the universities, and we're doing PR work, which definitely needs to be done with the public. So that's what we're doing, and looking for new uses, like I said. And we're looking at new transportation, you know, whether it be the river, Werda, and other things that the Corn Marketing Board are doing.
Thank you very much. That's Jim Robbins. He's director on the Illinois Corn Marketing Board and also a corn grower himself. Glad to have him here as we stop for a day or two in Chicago. And we'll say sunny Chicago, because the sun is seriously shining. And off the road in Illinois, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.